This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In light of all of this news of coronavirus, I saw a non-Muslim website mentioning that Islam doesn't believe that diseases are transferable. And they quoted a hadith in Sahih Bukhari in this regard. So I am confused. Can you shed some light on this hadith?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
It is because of this misunderstanding that so many scholars tell you don't read crazy websites. We're not trying to prevent knowledge, we're trying to give you authentic knowledge. So when somebody says, don't listen to the arguments of others, it's not as if we're telling you to be deaf, dumb, and blind. It's that sometimes you might listen to something and you don't know truth from falsehood. So some sister has read or heard an article or something of a person wanting to ridicule Islam, and he's saying, look at these people, they don't even believe diseases are transferred, and he quoted a hadith in Bukhari for this regard. So my point is, be careful what you listen to, because it does have an influence on your psyche. The hadith in question is indeed in Bukhari. And it is a famous hadith, لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا صفر ويعجبني الفأل. قالوا يا رسول الله وما الفأل؟ قال الكلمة الطيبة. Hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ negated four things and affirmed one thing. لا عدوى, there is no such thing as عدوى. And عدوى comes from the same root as adu, as i'tida, which means to attack or to assault. And adwa was the notion that a sick person will influence a healthy person. This is called adwa. Okay, so the Prophet is saying, la adwa. The very quickly, la tayrata. Tayra is reading in omens, bad luck charm. If you see something, it means something negative. Okay, in our culture, if a black cat crosses, okay, this is bad omens. Hamma is an omen involving a bird and death. If they saw a particular bird, they meant it implied death. Wala hamma, there's no such thing. Wala safar. And safar, the month of safar, was considered to be a bad luck month in the Arabs. Okay, it was a month where they would avoid travel in the month of safar. So the Prophet said, there's no such thing as safar being a bad month. Okay, so the other three I've explained. Now, what does adwa mean? So, linguistically, adwa can mean transferable disease. And therefore, some of our early scholars did in fact derive this meaning from the hadith. That they said, this means that a sick person shall never negatively influence a healthy person just because they're in the same vicinity. And great scholars, even Al-Tabari, Al-Baqilani, Al-Tahawi, they all have these similar types of positions. They basically said, if a healthy person falls sick after being in the vicinity of the sick person, this was a complete qadr of Allah. It has nothing to do with the first sick person. That's no transference of disease. So there have been that interpretation. However, this shows us, and I have said this so many times, that all of us are human beings, even our great ulama. And they are products of their culture like we are products of ours. And I have no doubt 400 years from now, 500 years from now, if my YouTubes and others are still there, people are going to say, oh look, this issue he said, it's his culture, we can hear it. This is human nature. Nobody is separate from the world that they live into, even our great ulama. So they might say things that reflect their culture. The question for us, does it reflect the religion of Islam? Yes, some great ulama did say this, that there's no such thing as a sick person negatively influencing a healthy person because of transference of disease. Because they didn't know microbes, they didn't know viruses. So they said this is the derivation. However, that's not the only opinion. There are many opinions, even in early Islam, that no, what is being negated is not the physical transference of, let's say, microbes or viruses or disease. What is being negated is a superstitious belief that the mere presence of a sick person will bring about the sickness of another. So you avoid a sick person out of a supernatural jahili understanding. And they say the evidence that this hadith is for supernatural and not for natural is two. Number one, the hadith itself. Look at the other three things. Look at the other three things. All three of them are not natural things. These are paganism. These are weird ideas of omens and Tayra and Hamma, Safar being a bad month. This isn't physical. And number two, we have a number of authentic ahadith in which the Prophet ﷺ clearly indicates that you can have a physical transference from diseases. Of them is the prohibition of a healthy person entering a plague-infested land. Hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Why would our Prophet ﷺ tell the healthy person, don't walk into the infested plague? It's an authentic hadith. Why? Because going there increases the possibility of catching the disease. Of them is the famous hadith in Abu Dawud where our Prophet ﷺ said that لَا يُرِدُ مُمَرِّدٌ عَلَى مُصَحِّهِ, that animals that are sick should not be taken for their water at the same time as animals that are healthy. This is a hadith in Abu Dawud. Sick camels should have a separate time they go to get the water from healthy camels. Why is he saying this? Clearly, there is some causal relationship. And of them is the hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah, that فِرَّ مِنَ الْمَجْدُومِ فِرَارَكَ مِنَ الْأَسَدِ. Flee from the leper the way that you flee from a lion. Leprosy is gone in our times. We thank Allah for that. It was one of the most frightening diseases known to man. Those of you who don't know what it is a disease that merely being in touch or in proximity could transfer over to you, and your skin has lesions and maybe even you have to amputate. It's a very horrible disease. And our Prophet ﷺ is saying, if you see a leper, run away from him like you would run away from a lion. Don't go up and shake his hand. This is a hadith. فِرَّ مِنَ الْمَجْدُومِ فَرَارَكَ مِنَ الْأَسَدِ. So the point being that why would the Prophet say don't come close to the leper? Because leprosy is one of the most contagious diseases known to man. And in those days they would have colonies of lepers. In those days they'd have islands or separate regions where if you got affected, they would send you there and that would be your life over there because it's non-curable until recently and transferable easy. Why would he say this? Therefore, putting all of this together, it is very clear that the hadith does not indicate that diseases are not transferred from sick to healthy people. Rather, what the Prophet ﷺ is negating is supernatural paganistic superstitions that merely looking at or being in the presence of a sick will automatically cause you to be sick. He's saying there's no such thing. But he did affirm that being in the presence of a sick person can potentially make you sick from natural methods, not from supernatural. So that is the summary, and this is something that many of our ulama have derived, and this is the position of pretty much every scholar of our times. By the way, this also shows us a very deep point. It is allowed to rethink through what our previous ulama said in light of modern science. A lot of people are skeptical, but we have great ulama that said what they said about this hadith. Great ulama. Scholars of aqidah and fiqh and tasawwuf and was great ulama. And yet still they had positions that are simply untenable. To deny that a sick person can ever impact. And if there's an impact, it's coincidence. Allah Qadr basically, right? That nothing that a sick person does is going to transfer the sickness over even physically. They derived this from this hadith. And that's what they knew. May Allah bless them. We are building from their legacy. It doesn't mean we have to take everything from them. And that's one of the things I'm doing throughout all of these Q&A is to be respectfully critical, just like later generations should be of us as well.
لا يزال الخير حيا لا يزال إن في الدنيا سلاما وظلال أخبر الأيام أنها في وصال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال